Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, that's Lacey. He's Ryan, and I'm the king of comedy, Dakota, and this is Too Much Nerd Talk. What is up, guys? I think this is our first episode we've done in a while.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of weeks.
Well, we've had a lot of issues with platforms and a bunch of other bullshit, so...
It was Denmark.
Yeah, fucking Denmark.
Oh, no, he's Denmark. On the side.
So what do you got for us tonight, Dakota?
Well, we're going to play a little bit of a game show since this is our first one.
Ooh,
back.
I like
you know, we're a little rusty. We're a little bit rusty at this nerd talk stuff right now. So we'll hit it with a little bit of a nerdiest did you know questions I've set up for you guys. You and Lacey will go against each other here. I got five questions. Well, actually, I got four questions, but I got a bonus add-on question for you, Ryan. For you, because I got certain questions for each of you here.
Never tell me
oh yeah. Well, let's just see. We'll start off with Lacey. Here's your first question, right? Can you name shows each member of Friends have been on before they were on Friends? If that makes sense. I don't know if I worded that right.
Yeah. Okay.
Go. You got 20 seconds.
Oh, fuck your face. Phoebe was on Mad About You.
Okay.
That's where Ursula and all that comes through.
Forgot about that show.
Yeah, I love Mad About You. they even bring on people later where they're in the restaurant or whatever and they think it's Ursula, but it's really Phoebe and they think it's the bad waiter anyway. let's see. Trying to think. You got...
I don't think... oh, wait, I can't answer this one.
What? No, wait, no. Hold on.
I was going to answer, but I can't answer this one.
No, no.
You know what? Here, we'll just put you guys want to team up on it? You guys
no,
want to team up
no,
on it?
No, no. No, no. She's got this.
I've got this. Give me a second. I'm trying to think of the name of the show that David Schwimmer was on. The Wonder Years, right? He was the one on the Wonder Years.
Who was on the Wonder Years?
David Schwimmer.
Ross.
David Schwimmer
Ross.
Was on the Wonder Years?
Yeah,
he was the boyfriend of the sister on there.
Oh, okay. He wasn't a main character or anything.
He was a main side character at one point, if that makes sense. He wasn't like one of the main characters, but he was like, you know, on episodes and stuff like that.
Okay, what
but
about Jennifer Aniston?
I think they ran off and got married.
Hold on,
I know
hold
one
on.
About.
What?
I know one for Jennifer Aniston.
Matthew Perry was on two shows that I can think of. He was on 90210 and Growing Pains. In Growing Pains, he played an actual sad part where he actually died. Those were two. And then Jennifer and
he was in Pacific.
I'm trying to think of the name of the show she was on. Give me just a second.
So Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, cause she was.
She was in a movie that's pretty popular.
But I'm trying to think of like a TV show.
Yeah, but I thought Jennifer Aniston got her start in that movie.
I don't know. What is that?
I'm cheating. Hang on.
What's that?
I mean, I'm not going to tell you. I just want to know for myself.
But you're playing it, and I can hear.
Okay.
Well,
you
want
to tell you the answer to the Jennifer Aniston thing?
No! No.
Okay, go.
All right. All I can tell
you God,
guys.
Oh, God, I'm trying to
the
think.
The TV
like,
show she was on.
Herman's Head. Was it Herman?
A TV show she was on was based off of a movie from the 80s. It was a movie from the 80s, well, but she was on a TV show based off of it.
The one.
I'll give you a hint from the movie. I'm gonna give you a hint from the movie. That's it. It was his day off. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Matthew Broderick.
Yes.
Bueller. Yeah.
Well, hell.
Okay.
All I can tell you guys is that, do you know what happened before
That's
the
like
pill bar was invented?
Oh, God.
We're back to the crowbar joke.
Do you know what happened before the crowbar was invented?
I don't.
Well, crows just simply drank at home.
And that's like everybody.
And we just lost Canada. Anyways.
It's okay. Canada wasn't one of our biggest listeners.
That was a good dad joke, damn it.
Well, you also forget that Jennifer Aniston was in Leprechaun.
I did.
Oh, yeah, true. But, like, the show would be what, Lacey? Can you name the show?
He already
I know what it.
It
is. No, that's the
movie. We'll get this one. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
I gave you three different things, and y'all didn't ever answer, so.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
That's
the
head.
Ferris Bueller. It was a TV show based off the movie.
There was a TV show from Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yeah, I didn't know that either. It was out in 1990.
Did it have Matthew Broderick in it?
Oh, I don't think so. I would have to look it up.
But he's Ferris Bueller.
Actually, no, I know it didn't. It had a... Because I actually remember seeing something about this. Who was in that fucking show? Fuck, I forget who it was. I'll have to look it up. All right, and... Okay, I think that was, what, 4 out of 5 friends?
I'm about
or
to
6
do friends? I think it's Courtney Cox who left, right?
Yeah.
Yep, and that's an easy one right there because everybody's been on this show, and it's connected to another show you said earlier.
Family Ties.
Family Ties.
Ooh, that's a good one. I was going to say Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, she's on Seinfeld, too. I forgot.
But was she already
on
Friends? Was she already on Friends when she did that Seinfeld thing, or is that before Friends? Because it would have been right around the same time, right?
Seinfeld was the early 90s, though, wasn't it?
Well, Friends
Seinfeld
was like 94, right?
1994, I think, is when Friends started, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Seinfeld started in the late 80s and then went up to, like, what, 99, something like that?
Yeah, but I'm thinking, like, Courtney Cox was probably around the early days, wasn't she?
Probably, yeah. So it was probably right before, it was probably after the music video, but before Friends.
What music video was she in?
She was in, hold on. Shit, put me on the spot on
I'm
that.
I'm
going
to need you to sing and dance it for me.
Oh, hold on, I definitely will.
Spread your legs, baby.
Courtney Cox music video. All right, Bruce Springsteen dancing in the dark.
Dancing.
She's the girl that jumps on stage in the video.
Dancing in the dark.
Must have had her eyes closed.
It wasn't really dark. She just had her eyes closed. Thank you, boy.
No.
Thank you, boy. No,
I
gave you credit.
Anyway,
right
that's all fine.
This next question isn't for either. This one right here. Okay, Lacey gets the point on that. But this question here
Yay.
Is whoever can answer it, okay? And this is for
okay.
either one of you. If y'all
right
team
on
up
me.
On it, I'll give each a half a point. Can
yes,
you
sir.
Connect the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
No, I cannot.
Oh, give it a minute.
Connecting the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Man.
Surely there wasn't a crossover.
Uncle Phil! No, wait.
Got it. Uncle Phil. She got it.
Yeah.
Uncle Phil
was the voice
Uncle
of the
Phil
Shredder.
What does Uncle Phil have to do with the Ninja Turtle?
He was the voice
of Shredder.
Yeah.
He was the voice of Shredder. Okay. All right. That's sneaky.
Okay.
I was thinking like there was going to be like some episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where he's like bebopping down the street and a freaking Ninja Turtle walks up.
Bebopping next day.
He voiced the original Shredder in the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon.
Oh, Uncle Phil. Wasn't he gay, too?
No.
Yeah, I think so.
No, wait. No,
really?
I'm thinking of the other show.
That's
not
the
wrong with being gay. I'm just saying, wasn't that like something big with his career?
Family Matters. I can't. I don't know.
Family Matters.
Life, but...
yeah.
Family.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he played the cop in. He played the cop in Die Hard too.
Yeah, cop in Die Hard.
That was
yeah.
a really good actor. I can't remember what his name is.
Because
he was eating the Twinkies.
But, he did pass away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with him being gay. I just think that was like one of the things they were picking on him with his career and stuff.
Yeah, he had a really hard time.
I don't know. I was just for,
well, isn't
that
the same thing that happened
with
the dude from the Brady Bunch, the dad from there? Like, it turns out he was
the
gay
Brady,
or something like that.
Oh, Greg Brady? Or...
I think it was the dad.
Before we move past the Brady Bunch real quick, because you just brought up the nerd in me a little bit, did you know that the people in the Brady Bunch, like, frequently dated each other? And I'm not talking about just the kids. Like, what's the wife's name in the Brady Bunch? I can't remember what her
Carol.
Name is.
Carol.
Carol and the oldest son actually had a relationship while the show was going.
Oh.
Can you imagine
yeah,
how weird
that
had
it.
To be? God. Like, you're sitting there making out, and it's like, okay, scene. And then it's like, hi, Mom. Like, that's so weird.
All right, Ryan, this is your way of catching up right now because I'm going to give you a question and then I'm going to give you a
all
bonus
right.
question to it. And this is just Ryan's
question.
Lay it
on me, baby girl.
Macy's beating you 2-0 here. Can
That's
you connect
not fair.
Reba? Can you connect Reba McIntyre to Dragon Ball?
Okay. So since we did the Ninja Turtle one, I'm thinking maybe it has to do with an actor, maybe?
Yes.
Or an actor?
Yes. Yes,
so is there, does it have anything to do with the Reba TV show?
Yes.
So is there an actor or actress from Reba that is also in Dragon Ball?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Let me rephrase that, as far as I know of.
Am I warm or cold?
You're warm
you're
on
warm.
Where you're going, but you're cold on, you still got a little bit to get there. You're going in the right direction, though.
Touchy.
Both heads here. So, I'm betting.
I'll give you a hint.
What do you get?
It
hang
is
on,
an
hang
actor from the show Reba. It is an actor from the show Reba. And that person was on another show with somebody that was in the movie Dragon Ball.
Evolution.
Oh, God, you're not talking about live action, are you?
Yes.
I bet.
You dirty bastard. Why would you ask me? This is why you said
he was
going to get
me
riled up.
I knew I was going to sneak it in on him.
This is why you said, this guy comes to me, guys. Okay, this guy comes to me before the podcast and goes, I got a question, but it's probably going to get you riled up. And I was like, no, man, I'm cool as a cucumber. This is why, you dirty bastard. I can't stand that stupid damn movie. It is
the
worst Dragon Ball live movie I've ever seen. Don't get me started. Okay, now wait. Let me go through the actors that are in that abomination of a movie. Justin Chatwin. You said it was an actor or an actress?
Actor.
Actor. So then it would have to either be Justin Chatwin, Chow Fat,
well,
Chow Yun Fat.
Actually, let me rephrase that. It's an actor and an actress.
An actor and? Is it more than one person?
Yes.
Or
but
they
they're
like,
connected
you know,
in the same show, but they're all connected to the same show, though.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You are wrong. I mean, I don't
damn,
know if they've
I was
going to
say,
that,
is it the guy that played Spike in Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Because he played Piccolo. Shit.
No shit.
Yeah, it was terrible. He should have stayed Spike, man. he didn't even have the little green antennas that come off... I can't go down this rabbit hole. Give me another hint, man.
I'm trying to give you a hint without just giving you the whole... Okay.
No, don't give it to me. I'm mad and I want it now.
Okay, I'll give you two names from what we've just talked about, and you have to connect it from there. Van from Reba, Goku from Dragon Ball.
Van from Reba? Is he, like, somehow related to Justin Chatwin or something?
I don't know. But, I mean, that's not how I have it, but I don't know if they're related or not. I don't think they are.
Okay, so the guy on Reba that plays Van is...
what's another show he's very, very known for in the last 15 years?
I know what you're talking about. He wears a hat or a beanie in it all the time.
Yeah, he does wear it a lot probably in there.
Oh, is it
he's
Shameless?
He owns a bar.
Yeah, there you go.
Is it Shameless?
Is it Shameless? Yes.
Yeah, because Justin Chatwin and the girl that plays Bulma are in Shameless.
Yep. There you go.
Which also is really baffles me because they're lovers in that show and in Shameless. Or no, yeah, they're lovers in Shameless, yeah. But in the Dragon Ball movie, they play Goku and Bulma. So it throws me off really bad.
All right. Now, you got a point for that. So you're catching up.
I cannot believe you did this to me.
Here's a bonus one. Can you
get this shit out of my head.
Can you connect Tim Allen into all this? Can you connect Tim Allen into it? It's really easy once you figure it out.
Does it have anything to do with Tool Time or Home Improvement?
No.
Okay. So Tim Allen, what else? Let me see. His brother's Andy Dick. That probably has nothing to do with it.
Motorcycle.
Tim Allen. Wild Hogs?
Yeah.
Yes.
What does Wild Hogs have to do with Dragon
Ball?
Tim
Allen and the dude from Shameless.
Oh, William H.
Macy. Wild Hogs together.
We're also in Shameless.
So, yep. So it all connects back to Shameless.
2 points. Now I'm going to have a whole podcast where I bitch about Dragon Ball Evolution. Thank you, by the way. God dang, I hate that.
All right. And this is the last question to see who is the winner here. And this can go for either
one
of you, whoever gets it. True or false? Billy the Blue Power Ranger is gay.
Yep.
That's why he left the show in the beginning. Anyway.
False. Billy the Blue Power Ranger isn't gay. The actor is gay. It was
you
a trick question.
Yeah.
None of y'all get points.
David Yost is gay. That makes Billy gay. David
Dakota wins the game. I won the game. I stumped you guys.
He thinks he's so cool.
I can't even talk.
Well, I was about to say, let me come up with a Power Ranger question. You probably won't be able to answer it.
Nah, it was a trick question.
Okay, here we go. What's the real reason why Jason, Trini, and Zach left the show?
It was supposed to be over money from what the thing was.
That's too vague.
It was because that wasn't it. The dude that Jason whatever Franks was making like so much an episode, and they weren't.
Nope. Although they did do Jason pretty dirty when they brought in Jason David Frank.
No, yeah, they did kind of do him dirty on that. It's because Zach Sweet fake ass dance karate wasn't really real, and kids were actually trying it.
No, it was real. That's the best part about him. Basically it was money, but it was that they wanted, as the show started to progress and it was going out of like the campy, like really cheap production when it started to actually become a boom in the United States, they wanted a pay increase that was very large. And apparently it was a group decision, but when it came down to the group actually enforcing that decision, they were the only three that stood for it, and the other actors apparently, Amy Jo Johnson that played Kimberly and stuff, and Billy, and Tommy Oliver, which was Jason David Frank, they all in August St. James, or whatever his name is, who plays Jason. In his words, they pretty much bowed down and just took what money they got and didn't stand with the other three. So the company behind Power Rangers canned them and brought in three new Rangers.
Yeah, which was so dumb.
No offense, but we got Adam and we got Rocky And we got Aisha from that. I'm just saying.
Okay. No offense to nothing you just said there. I have nothing wrong with them. But when they, what was it, the Turbo movie? When Rocky literally
that's Turbo.
Beats up.
That's totally different.
Okay. No, no, just listen. Here's my logic on something here. This man's a Power Ranger. This man has fought fucking Ivan Ooze and Lord Zed and fucking
Ivan
all this
shit. Ivan Ooze isn't canon.
Okay,
Ivan
either
Ooze,
way, this man,
up.
You know what takes him out? He misses a karate kick and flies over a rope.
He wasn't in his power suit. He wasn't in his power suit, Dakota.
It's been known that the Power Rangers, when they have the thingy majigger, when they got their ninja powers, they didn't need their power suits all the time. I don't know, bro.
Actually, it is a really big plot hole because even on the TV show, when they're not in their morphin gear or whatever, they are still able to like jump 10 feet in the air and get punched in through a brick wall.
Right.
And,
I think later on, can I say anything?
I want to say that actually it was the most realistic thing about it. Like, you know, they actually did do martial arts on the show, and it actually was an injury that can actually happen in real life. So it was actually really realistic.
Well, you also have to take into account, though, that half of Power Rangers isn't even really Power Rangers. But because half of it is stolen footage. Well, not stolen. It was bought. But half of it is footage of Japanese Super Sentai, which is linked to Dragon Ball as well with the Ginyu Force.
Yep.
Ginyu.
Ultra Sentai. Ultra Sentai.
Who said we don't learn on this show, guys? Okay, well, let's move along here with some more fun facts, since this episode is going to be about some fun nerd facts.
I am on the edge of my seat.
Hold on one second here. Okay, these are more like random, nerdy, like nerd facts. And then I'll get to some random facts from the 90s, which I think we'll have some fun with that. Because who doesn't love the 90s? We'll see if some good ones here.
You don't tell me who to love.
Okay, let's see. Did y'all know that identical twins don't have the same fingerprints?
Yeah. I did know that.
No, see, I figured they wouldn't either, but.
Well, they're identical in appearance, but there's identical twins are usually identical, but like there's still certain parts of their makeup that's different.
Yeah. Like, they can have different personalities as well.
Different personalities, different levels of intelligence. They don't have to, obviously, if you're a believer in the soul, they don't have the same soul. So, I mean, yeah, they're not completely identical.
Well, did you know this? Umbilical cord link, position in the womb, and the rate of finger growth impacts your fingerprints.
Hmm.
So there you go. That's a random fact there. Oh, here's a good one. Your brain is constantly eating itself.
It's kind of
sad. I've heard that when studying with the elderly. Like,
so is that,
talking about neurology and stuff. I actually learned that.
So is that more like Alzheimer's and stuff then?
It can be linked, you know, but
it's not just your brain, though. Like, from the minute you're born and you're a complete organism, you grow till you're a certain age, and then you just start to die very slowly.
Yeah,
so
that's like when you're older, your body also shrinks after you get to a certain height. But as you get older, your body shrinks.
Yeah.
So
once you reach the age of like maturity, like your 20s or your mid 20s, you stop, and then everything after that is just a downhill until you die.
Way to go, Ryan. Anyway.
This man's speaking the truth tonight.
It's
John, brother.
Nerdy, scary science, but it's science. And don't at me on the internet or whatever. I'm not a scientist.
All right. The largest piece of fossilized dinosaur shit discovered is over 30 centimeters long and over 2 liters in volume. Believed to be from a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Hey, buddy. We're in America. Can you give the normal measurements, please?
connect that over into that one. connect that over there. Moving on.
So, okay, basically everyone in the world that is intelligent that doesn't live in America knows how big this shit is, but everyone in America that doesn't know the common measurements, like anyone from, I don't know, hang on, someone with a very small penis just went by in a very big truck. Anyway.
Well, this has gone awkward.
So everybody in America that doesn't know measurements is just like, well, I guess the shit was big. We'll never know.
Well, hey, tell you what, that's how us Americans, just we think anyway. So, yes, it was a big shit. And then all the people that listen to us overseas, and there you go, guys. We're being smart for you guys for once.
You know, a nerdy question I have about T-Rex and shit? I want to know if the T-Rex in Jurassic Park was able to digest the lawyer's shoes or if he shit them out like peanuts. That's what I want to know.
Because
that guy had leather shoes. And I don't know if he could break that down, honestly.
All right, we're going to do a couple more from this, and then we'll jump into the 90s. Let's see here. All right, did you guys know a chicken once lived for 18 months without a head?
That's creepy.
Yeah.
I guess this was back with C.
Would you
he
really
survived
call that
as
being
his jugular vein and most of his brainstem were left mostly intact, ensuring just enough brain function remained for survival.
Oh my god!
And
so he was a brain. So he was a brain without a face.
Pretty much like a zombie chicken, in a way, I guess.
That's rad.
That's crazy. All right, let's see. I'm trying to pick out a good one. Okay,
zombie
the world's chicken. Oldest dog lived to be 29 and a half years old.
Fudge. That's very old.
Let's see here. He was an Australian cattle dog. His name was Bluey. Fucking Bluey. So, survived to be almost 30 years old. That's crazy. Okay, speaking of animals living to old ages, we got the world's oldest cat lived to 38 years. In 3 days, Cream Puff was the cat's name. I don't know why I think that's funny. Cream Puff.
I bet that was an ill-ass cat.
All right, here's one. The sun makes a sound, but we can't hear it.
Then how do we freaking know? God, I'm sick of these scientists. And they're so smart that we have no idea if they're lying or not.
From the pressure waves, the sun doesn't make a sound. The wavelength of the pressure waves from the sun is measured in hundreds of miles, however, meaning they are far beyond the range of human hearing. Whatever. I don't even know what the fuck
dogs,
I just read.
Oh, my God. So can dogs hear the sun, then?
Is that why they're always howling at shit? The sun?
Bro, I don't know, but they say dogs can hear shit. We can't.
Yeah, that is true.
What if they just go outside and they're like, ugh!
Okay, most maps of the world are wrong.
Okay. I agree with that.
First developed in 1569 and still used, the method it makes Alaska appear as large as Brazil and Greenland 14 times larger than it actually is. Let's see, accurate will need to be life size and round, not floated. All right, let's
Hawaii
do one more.
Is a lot bigger.
Let's see, let's do one more. Then okay, here's a good one. You can actually die laughing.
Yeah, somebody did die laughing in history.
And a number of people have, typically due to intense laughing causing a heart attack or suffocation. Comedy shows should come with a warning. All right, guys, that's our random nerdist, like, science facts.
Dakota's going to kill somebody one day.
I doubt my laughter will kill it. No, let's jump over to some 90s facts here. Hold on. Let me get this pulled up. Lacey, you want to do some ads for us or anything?
I didn't really prepare any ads, no.
Beyond the Men in Black.
Do ads for our other shows.
So
you remember. We're so good.
Tell them where they can they can find all of our other show pages on Facebook and stuff.
Gotcha.
Talk it up while
okay.
I look up the thing real quick. Thank you.
Gotcha. So we have a page for Too Much Nerd Talk on Facebook. You can find us there. We also have The Stash has a page, and so does Ask Me Levi's. And coming very soon, Dramatically Siblings also has their own Facebook page. You can find us there. You can also find some of our shows on Riverside, but right now we're not able to actually move any of our content because we haven't went further.
This, can
platform.
They pay for our shows off of Riverside if they go to it?
Yeah.
Like if
yeah,
we tell people to go to
have,
it and they pay,
yeah.
they can go to it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And then
well, so you guys know if you guys need to listen to it, pay for it.
We're also on Ball Talk. We've been on Ball Talk for a while, so and we're also for a new platform. So that we can do both what we love on Ball Talk and what we loved about Riverside. And we will take suggestions from our fans if you have any. So
yeah,
there you go.
Because we're down to try new things with this, and if anything, we might try to just put stuff out on YouTube also. Like
yes,
we've all been talking. We've been talking a lot about different little platforms and stuff. All right, so you guys ready for some 90s facts? In 1999, a gallon of gas was $1.22.
Take me back.
Take me back.
Let's see here. What else we got? Okay, 95 million Americans watched the O.J. Simpson verdict on television.
I mean, what else was on, really?
And that was in 95. And that's what originally you can say that was the original Kardashian TV show. Everything else was a spinoff of that. Let's see here. Okay. To get online, you had to use a dial-up or Netscape.
I remember the little man running on AOL.
That's the picture it's showing on the thing right here, America Online. Yep.
Yeah.
And they would send the disc in the mail and shit.
Yeah. And if you wanted to watch any pornographic things, it would take 20 minutes to download one picture.
Was it live stream? What was the fucking?
No, you're talking about sound something.
That people used to have to download everything off of, and it took forever.
LimeWire,
yeah. Literally, guys, you kids have it lucky nowadays because they just put out all these like back in our day. Say back in like 05, right? When Little Dakota was in high school, and say the Avengers was going to come out if it came out during that, right? We wouldn't get to see just like the trailer for it and shit like that, like you can now. We'd have to download it on LimeWire, wait like a week, and hopefully you downloaded the right thing. And if you fucked up or if it fucked up, you'd have to just keep going here. These kids have it easy nowadays. Okay, in 1994, 61 million people were using pagers.
God.
That's just crazy.
I can't even believe pagers was a thing.
Okay, in 1999, the Backstreet Boys were the best-selling artists.
Yes, they were.
Who's your favorite Backstreet Boy, Lacey?
They're all my favorite.
They're all my favorite.
I love the Backstreet
Boys.
Listen, I mean, their harmonies were great.
I love the Backstreet Boys, but thinking back in retrospect, it is kind of weird for them to just have one song where a guy's like, "Am I sexual?" and then all of his boys are like, "Yeah, man."
I didn't think of that, but yes, that is kind of weird.
I will slap him in the face later. Anyways, moving forward.
All right. What do you guys think was
All right, here's one. What do you guys think was the best-selling VHS tape?
The Lion King.
You're close
with The Lion King, but it's a Disney movie. It's a Disney movie, yes.
It ain't The Lion King. It's
Snow White.
It could be Snow White. That's one of the first movies released.
Snow White or Cinderella.
You know, you're thinking too hard. You're thinking too far back.
The Lion King was my choice, so.
Aladdin, he got it.
It was Aladdin.
Yeah. You know,
Aladdin
was
the best-selling VHS tape. Let's see. Is it
Robin Williams, friend.
The Peanut Towers, that's why.
Oh, true. Yes.
That's also a 90s fact.
Yeah.
You can't forget Gilbert Gottfried was in that, too, as the parrot.
Yeah, but don't forget about those towers that angry artist drew on all those VHS tapes.
Yeah.
He did that in The Little Mermaid, too, didn't he?
Yep.
Yes.
Because I remember our mom threw away the box for Aladdin. We just had like a white cutout VHS thing.
Because our mom ripped off the case.
Yes.
She didn't realize The Little Mermaid, though, so we still have that one.
Little Mermaid,
The NSA thought Furbies were a security threat.
Yeah, because like they're like
I thought they were a safety threat. They were little demons. I'm just telling you. They talk in the middle
or
of the
Ouija boards.
Okay, here's one. Over 76 million Tamagotchis were sold. Did you guys ever have any of those?
Yes.
Yep. I had an Oreo one time.
I actually just got my niece and nephew an old ones for Christmas.
I had a Digimon Tamagotchi.
I had a Digimon one, yeah. That was my favorite one. I had a Gabumon. Ryan had an Agumon.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys have, could you guys connect them together and, like, battle each other, or how did, or no?
No, it's kind of like your virtual pet. Like, you would raise it, and it would Digivolve after it ate so much food.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you.
And it could die.
Yeah. Ron's dad way thinner than mine.
Because I didn't feed
it. Ford Taurus was the best-selling car in the 90s, and I have one today. But mine's only 7.
You're an overachiever.
I know, mine's only 7. Let's see here. What else we got? The Sony PlayStation was the most popular console. That's bullshit. I think
until
a 64 PS2. Was better.
Well, yeah, until the PS2. The greatest selling console of all time.
All right, what do you think was the greatest selling, most portable console?
It's either the Nintendo DS or... I don't know if the Switch has outsold the DS yet or not. But...
Just the regular Nintendo Game Boy.
Really?
Yep.
I figured the DS probably would have had more sales by now.
Let's see, hold on. The first handheld Nintendo series, the Game Boy made all of our nerdy fun more popular than ever. It came out in 89, release. Okay.
I need the numbers to
selling
come.
It sold a million units just within 2 weeks of its release in the U.S.
That's not bad. What's its lifetime sales?
It doesn't say on it. We'll look that up in a second because that is something I'm curious about too. Is that no?
I'm pretty
Let's
sure
see,
the DS surpassed it at some point, but as far
yeah,
as
I would
concerned.
Say that too. Okay, here's one for you guys. I know I had one of these, but not in the 90s. The Nokia was the most popular cell phone.
Some things are indestructible, my guy.
You ever have one, Lacey? Like the brick phones?
Yes.
Yes.
We both did. I jumped in a swimming pool with a Nokia one time, and it worked just fine.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the games on them? Like, it would have, like, maybe some kind of rip-off of Tetris and, like, shit like that.
Snake was on there.
Yeah. No, I didn't have any game on mine. I mean, texting, you know, because you had that. You know.
Let me ask you guys, because I always had a prepaid phone back then. Did you guys have, like, the plan where it was, like, you had to wait till after a certain time and you can only text like people in the same plan and stuff like that.
Yeah, I have that.
Once again, I go back to you kids have it too easy nowadays.
It was free text messages after 9 o'clock from Verizon.
Yeah, like who the freak are we going to text after 9 o'clock?
Yeah, well, dude, I did, but.
Yeah, okay.
I did. That's where I text the most, and it usually was in, you know, we're supposed to be in bed at that time.
Okay, what do you guys think the most popular snack was in the 90s?
Pizza rolls.
Lunchables.
No, but it is a roll. Up.
Fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, fruit roll-ups.
I wasn't a fan of fruit roll-ups until I got older.
See, that's me. I wasn't a big fan of it. But these are the ones that would come with the temporary tattoos on them. So, you know, us kids and tattoos in the 90s. Let's see. Okay, here's one. In 1999, what do you think was the best-selling toy?
In 1999?
Uh-huh. It is a girl's toy.
Barbie.
It is Barbie-related.
The van or the bus.
Dream house?
Nope. Dream house. You got it.
Yeah.
Barbie's Dream House was the best selling toy in 99.
It's just Kim, I guess.
Okay. In 1999, Bill Gates was already worth $90 billion.
Jesus. That dude wiped his ass with gold blocks.
Okay, what do you guys think minimum wage was in the 90s?
$2.75.
Minimum wage in the 90s?
More than
that. Less than $7.25. It was like...
$5.50?
Yeah, it was something like...
Less than that.
Less than
that?
Less than that, but more than your first answer.
It was
$4.75.
Wrong. It's lower than $4.75.
$4.65.
Lower than that.
$4.50?
$4.25.
Nope. $4.25. Lacey got it.
Jesus Christ.
It was $4.25, and it went from $4.25 to $6-something, and then it went to $7.25 by the end of the 90s.
Now it's 10.
And what was crazy about it that is that crazy about that was that the waitresses, they never did increase from theirs. They only made like $2 and something.
Yeah, but they get tips, supposedly.
Yeah, because they
claim that
rely on tips.
Still, out, but like, it's a bunch of
think
bullshit.
Think about people
who tip,
like, yeah.
See, throughout most of the decade, the minimum wage for jobs was $4.25. Important to remember against overall cost of living was much lower. Okay, whatever. For example, the average family income in 1995 was $40,611 in 2016. Yeah, okay, wage is currently now $7.25. I think it's more than that now, ain't it?
Yes, almost. It's $10 in most places.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know where that's or what year this is from then now.
Like McDonald's gets what, 10? 10 even, I think.
Okay, what do you guys think was the fastest growing, I don't know if they're considered fast food, fastest growing chain of the 90s was?
Burger King.
No.
Damn. Taco Bell.
No, you're thinking too fast foody. Lacey, you got any guesses?
Fast foodie.
Yeah, you're thinking too fast foodie. It's sort of it's up in the fast food names, but I don't consider this fast food because it's not. You'll see.
Olive Garden.
I'll give you a hint. You get coffee.
Oh, it's Starbucks.
Starbucks. Yep. I don't know what to consider them because they're not fast food, right?
Freaking coffee house to go.
Okay, what do you guys think was the best selling? What do you guys think was the best selling holiday toy in the 90s?
Tickle Me Elmo.
No.
No.
Game Boy.
Nope.
In the 90s?
I'll give you a hint. It gets you wet.
Water
guns? Squirt guns. Water guns.
It is, but it's a certain kind.
Nerf.
Nope.
No, not Nerf.
Super Soaker. Super Soaker.
Super Soaker.
Yes, Daddy.
Okay, what do you guys think was the most installed piece of software on computers in the 90s?
Paint?
It's a video game.
Oh, Frogger.
Nope. I'll give you a hint in a video game. They've made a movie about it. They've made a movie about this game. Actually, there's two movies about this game. The first one is first one's really stupid. And it has The Rock in it.
You know, the first one has The Rock in it, and it's very stupid. Oh, Jumanji? No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
I don't know.
You lost me.
It takes place on Mars.
Doom.
Doom.
Yeah, okay. Well.
Okay, guys. I got like 1% on my phone, so I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye.
Me and Lacey got
I won anyway.
Yeah, Lacey won the game anyways. All right, let's do a couple more 90s things, and then we'll see here. Okay, here's a good one, Lacey. Strap bracelets were invented by a high school shop teacher. You know what I'm talking about? The slap bracelets, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the
like those bracelets,
bracelets
that you can slap them.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were invented by a high school shop teacher. That's crazy.
I didn't either, but I do know they're coming back into a fashion now. I didn't realize that until my niece came home.
Yeah, my daughter got one not long ago from some kind of birthday thingy that she went to a birthday party.
I know. I was like, is it 1997?
I know. I keep playing with it myself on my mind. Let's see here. I'm trying to find some good ones. Oh. Okay. All right. But, okay, did you know? And here's one for you, Lacey, because I know you're such a fan of this person. Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby was originally a B-side. And for people that know what that means it wasn't supposed to be a hit song. That it was on the, you know...
The B-side of the tape.
The tape or the album or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It, he was, it had a whole dance and everything to it after it became famous. Like, it was not supposed to be as big of a hit as what was on the other side of the tape. And what's so funny about it is that it was such a big hit that nobody remembers what was on the A
side. You want to hear what was on the A side? Vanilla Ice's cover of Play That Funky Music, White Boy.
Play That Funky Music, White Boy. Well, yeah. I love him.
Alright, here's our last one. Okay, what's your out of Vanilla Ice songs, what's your favorite out of the two major hits that I know of? Because I can't tell you every song I know from. So there's Ice Ice Baby and the Ninja Rap, right?
Yeah, there's Ninja Rap. Of course, you know, that's one of my favorites. You know, he actually done some newer stuff, which threw me off. He stayed, I'm trying to think the name of the song, he kind of fell out of doing a lot of that. Excuse me. He did a Ninja Rap too, and then he, I can't think of the name. Anything. He did Jump Around, you know. Jump Around was one. That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right, here's our last bit of facts, and then we'll end the show, guys. The Thighmaster and the Mood Ring were invented by the same person.
Wait, the Thighmaster and the Mood Ring?
was invented by the same person. George
apparently that person did not understand how he ruined our life with a Thighmaster, so he had to give us a mood ring so we could tell what movie we're in. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, man. All right, go ahead and pimp out our other shows again so everybody knows how to get in touch with us.
You can find us on Facebook. We all have an individual page for each show that we have, which is Ask Me Levice or Too Much Nerd Talk or The Stash or Dramatically Siblings. That's coming to you soon. We also have our own individual Facebook pages. Dakota has a Dakota page for his comedy as well. And you can also find him on Instagram and TikTok these days. I think that's about it. You can also hear some of our shows on Riverside, as well as you can hear them here on Blog Talk.
There you go, guys. And a special shout-out to all the countries listening to us right now, from China to Australia to South Africa to – I ain't going to name every freaking place because there's too many of y'all. Thank y'all, you guys. y'all freaking rock. Trying to think of like, oh yeah, I'm working on my other side show too, guys, of shit I shouldn't say out loud. I was supposed to do an episode last Sunday. Some shit came up. I'm going to try to do one maybe next Sunday. Monday, I think we're doing Ask Me Levice. Are we going back to our normal days?
It'll be Monday or Tuesday one. Usually ends up being Tuesday because Mondays are so hectic, but.
And then I think we're moving Too Much Nerd Talk to Saturdays now?
I think so. That'll be best because Brian will be off.
Okay. And then Wednesdays, guys, of course, me and Logan on The Stash. This week we got a special guest coming on. And, yeah, that's about it. You got anything you want to add?
No, I think we've covered everything. We took a hiatus for a little bit, but we're back, so.
Remember, guys, this is Suicide Awareness Month, and
which
if you guys are having any issues, yeah.
Right.
I was going to bring that up, and I was going to say that Ask Me Levice, I think, is going to be about that this week.
Yeah, and we'll be talking about a lot of resources and stuff this month, especially since it's Suicide Awareness Month, and. And you can always hit us up on our Facebook page if you have any questions or need any resources. You can send us private messages. We're here for you.
All right, guys. Well, like if anybody gets, if that's it, all I got left to say is remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting.
There you go. Bye, everybody. Night, everyone.